as Jerry Weinstein, Mikhail Dickinson, comes up and gives us his commentary on this week's Torah portion.
Shabbat Shalom. However, I would have to say, I would love to give the opportunity to Jerry. Today's Torah portion is entitled Pekudei, meaning an accounting, and goes from Exodus 38:21 through chapter 40 and completes the book. It includes a description of the quantities of each material used in the tabernacle's construction, as well as the colors, elements, and detail required in creating the priestly garments. Moses inspects everything, and the tabernacle is set up for the first time and consecrated. God's place of worship was to look a specific way and to include beautiful, costly materials. Adonai gave Moses a list of what was required, and the people eagerly supplied the materials, including fine linens, blue, purple, and scarlet. The people also supplied about 1.5 tons of gold, 4 tons of silver, and about 2.5 tons of bronze. To put that into perspective, this 2014 Nissan Versa weighs 1,300 and some pounds. That is the equivalent of roughly the gold used. Just as the tabernacle was lavishly adorned, God required the high priest to wear beautiful, ornate garments, including finely woven fabrics, gold, and costly jewels. The garments of the high priest was to be visually beautiful, and as he walked, it was also pleasing to the ear because of the small bells that were attached at the hem of his garment. There was a gold plate attached to the turban, inscribed with the words, "Holy to the Lord." These words on the turban on his head were a reminder that he was set apart to Adonai, and when the people saw him, they were also reminded that although he is human and capable of failing and making mistakes, the high priest occupied a sacred position and was to be respected. God directed that the ephod, or shoulder pieces, each to be set with an onyx stone mounted in gold filigree. Each stone was to be engraved with the names of the sons of Israel in birth order, and could look something like this, a black onyx stone with white inside of it. When you inscribe into it, it would make the names shown. The breast piece was to be mounted in 12 different precious stones, each engraved with the 12 tribes of Israel. Whenever the high priest would put on his ceremonial garment, it would be a reminder to who he was representing before the Lord. The fact that God chose gold and various precious stones speaks volumes as to how much he values us. Just as gold and jewels are costly and beautiful, Adonai, in his infinite wisdom, can see precious jewels where we see rags. After all, even precious stones must first go through the process of having their impurities removed before they can be set into jewelry. After everything was completed, Moses inspected every item. Seeing that everything was done as the Lord had commanded, Moses blessed the people. In chapter 40, God commands Moses to personally assemble the tabernacle and then gave him the exact order in which the tabernacle was to be assembled. Moses was to anoint each item and each person involved with the sacrifices. But of all the items he anointed, the altar was deemed most holy. Moses also himself placed the tabernacle with the Ten Commandments into the ark, attached the poles, and then placed the seal, and then sealed the ark with the covering. When the tabernacle was erected, the cloud of God's glory covered the tent, and Moses could no longer enter it. From that time on, the Lord resided over the tent by day as a pillar of cloud, and by night as a pillar of fire. In all the wilderness travels, God's signal to Israel to either remain or move was him staying still or to lift, meaning go. My take on today's parasha is that just as the Israelis gave generously when they were invited to contribute to the building of the tabernacle, so we should also be generous and eager to participate in the work of Yeshua's ministry. In all things, our priority should be to please God, the one who saw fit to bear our punishment and disgrace. But it must be sincere and from the heart, and not out of mere outward religion. Adonai is much less interested in our outward appearance than the condition of our heart and our thoughts. In Matthew chapter 23, it reads, Yeshua said, "Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You are like whitewashed tombs which look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside are full of bones of the dead and everything unclean. In the same way, on the outside, you appear to people as righteous, but on the inside, you are full of hypocrisy and wickedness." One might ask, how should I present myself to God? We should approach God with sincerity, reverence, and respect. To respect him is to give him priority in the use of our time and our resources. And he should have first place in our hearts. Is that not right? To reverence him means that in everything we should give him our very best, not our seconds. Sincerity means that our inward and our outward appearance should match. We must not forget that our thoughts eventually dictate our actions. And above all else, our attitude towards Adonai, that it's that truly matters. A person can be ever so well-dressed, yet have a heart as black as coal. But thanks be to God, he has a way of transforming those of us that are lumps of coal, which are pretty much every one of us, and he can turn us into precious diamonds fit for his use. Thank you.